November's In The Mix podcast. I was looking for an inspirational quote for this edition and found one which I think sums up what we are trying to achieve in the UK comms team and in this podcast. The quote is simply, "Celebrate what you want to see more of." It is from Tom Peters, an American business management writer. It is a simple mantra and one which I think CEMEX UK is pretty good at. Through celebrating our LTI-free achievements, safety sword winners, our monthly ideation best ideas, our long service records, our lend a hand days, and thanks for your effort nominations and winners, we are reinforcing what actions we, as a collective, think are important. I hope that this podcast helps reinforce those values and efforts as well. Sarah's Dig Deep interview also reflects this quote as she talks to our RSPB partner, Jenny Oldroyd, about her role within CEMEX and celebrates some of the fantastic projects she is involved in. This is my last podcast recording for CEMEX UK as I am moving on to pastures new after nearly 20 years in the comms team. I hope you've enjoyed listening to the podcasts as much as I've enjoyed compiling them, and I wish you all the very best going forwards. So, here goes the news summary for the last month. This month saw Road Safety Week, with a reminder to check your defects, focusing on the vital role that this plays in road safety. If you get into a car with balding tyres, you're putting yourself and your fellow road users at great risk. The likes of Halfords and QuickFit offer free vehicle checks, which is well worth doing as we drive into winter. Massive congratulations to everyone in CEMEX for contributing to our safety and health culture. We were runners-up in this year's John Crabb Trophy at the MPA and British Precast Health and Safety Awards. The award recognises overall contribution to health and safety in the industry. And as many of you know, this is a big achievement and recognition of all the hard work we all put in day after day to keep ourselves and each other safe. Special mention goes to Philippa O'Leary at Halkin Quarry, who won the first ever Young Leader of the Year award. There were a lot of other commendations for various projects and people in CEMEX UK. Too many to list here, but everyone deserves huge credit for all their efforts. The RRT continue to call for caution around our behaviours to help stem the spread of COVID. Please always adhere to our safe behaviours, and if you haven't done so already, please consider getting the vaccination. Also remember that CEMEX will reimburse employees for the cost of the flu jab up to £15. This will truly help to protect yourself, families and colleagues, but also ensure that we're all playing our part to support the NHS and prevent it becoming overwhelmed during the winter months. The Cardio campaign this month focused on preventing diabetes with information on how to avoid type 2 through good diet and regular exercise. The NHS website provides some great information on this if you'd like to find out more. Congratulations to Northfleet Wharf, who reached a sizzling 16 years LTI free this month. What a fantastic milestone. Customer projects to celebrate this month include our materials team in Liverpool, who have started deliveries to Everton Football Club's new stadium at Bramley Moor Dock. They are supplying 17,000 metres cubed of concrete to our customer. Thanks to Charlie Wilcock, our materials technical manager, who has worked closely with our clients to meet their specifications. The new stadium will hold 52,000 people and the Western Terrace will overlook the River Mersey. The technical team worked hard on a five-day trial of sprayed concrete for the Hinkley Point C nuclear power station project. Mike Higgins and the lab experts team set up at Doveholes to test various mixes for the project. The trials are likely to continue until 2022 before we begin to supply. Team Oldbury also deserve a mention for a cracking week as they delivered record volumes from the ready mix plant. Great work, Ricky and the team. Tony Coleman, commercial sales rep up in the northeast, shared proud moments when the new Evelet Bridge in Durham reopened after 15 months of intensive renovation work, which we supplied. The whole construction team have done a superb job in getting the two parts of Durham reconnected again. The rail network continues to prove its worth to our supply chain with another record set when we delivered our 1 millionth tonne into our Yorkshire depots, Staunton, Selby and Sheffield, by rail for the first time ever in a calendar year. This is an extremely impressive milestone, achievable through the collaboration between supply chain, aggregates and urban solutions. Staying with the trains, we also celebrated the opening of a new depot in Small Heath in Birmingham, which will allow the business to increase our use of rail supply to the Birmingham market. It will receive aggregates from our Doveholes quarry to the UK's second largest city. It will also potentially mean 17,000 less trucks on the road each year, with an approximate annual CO2 saving of 2,200 tonnes. Good news all round. Well done to the team at Oldbury again, who won this month's Ideation Crown for installing a digital communications board in the yard. It flashes up which trucks are next up for batching and can be operated from the batch cabin by the plant manager, so he can call the next driver to be loaded. The plant manager also has a tannoy to communicate and a camera to see what is happening at all times. It improves safety, customer service, and saves the plant manager time. Unless you were in a hermetically sealed pod, it was hard to miss the COP26 environmental conference happening in Glasgow this month. CEMEX were fully involved, taking part in talks and discussions about how our industry can become more sustainable, with the likes of Andy Spencer, European Sustainability Director, and Martin Casey, European Public Affairs Director, being part of panel discussions. With our global commitments to become carbon neutral by 2050, CEMEX is hopefully leading the way for the industry and proving that with the will and financial backing, it can be done. Net Gain for Nature is a new government initiative we can all get involved in at our sites. It works by giving credits to local authorities for areas which improve their biodiversity, especially urban areas. We can all do our bit by thinking how we can green up our urban sites. Even a tiny strip of land can be used to plant nature-friendly plants, or an unused corner turned into a small pond. It will all help support our license to operate with our local authorities. If you'd like to see how your site can become greened up, please contact Sean Cassidy for more information at sean.cassidy@cemex.com. November must be a good month for new starters, as there are a lot of long service awards this month. Congratulations to you all for your hard work over the years. Of particular note is a 40-year award going to Stephen Morris, a maintenance planning analyst at Doveholes. Well done, Stephen, and thank you for all your efforts over the years. Marine continued to prove that they provide the best training for sea cadets with another glowing report from engineering cadet Oliver Stevens, who has been spending his sea training on the sand Fulmar. He has had a great experience and can't praise the crew highly enough for their support and interest in passing on their knowledge. Hopefully, Oliver is another CEMEX employee in the making. Finally, amidst national HGV driver shortages, it is fantastic to welcome on board some new driver apprentices. Welcome so far to Jamie Whittingham, based in Manchester, working with the aggregates team, and to Jethro Scott and Adam Smith, who have both joined the cement team at Tilbury. Best of luck in your HGV training, and we look forward to reporting on your successful completion next year. So that's it from me. Thank you and goodbye. As usual, if you have any stories or suggestions, please email them to inthemix@cemex.com. Now over to Sarah for the Dig Deep interview.
Hi Jenny, thanks so much for joining us today for the November episode of In The Mix. Perhaps if we could start, if you could introduce yourself and talk a little bit about your role.
Okay, well, the RSPB, people might not know, the RSPB have a long-standing partnership with CEMEX and it's been running about 13 years. I'm the conservation advisor working within CEMEX in that partnership. So effectively, I'm employed by the RSPB and I'm embedded in CEMEX and I work throughout the management chain. So I work with site managers and staff, but I also engage with some of the directors. And my role is really to provide CEMEX with expertise based around nature conservation. I've got 17 years of experience in this industry, and the other part of the role is not just the advice that comes from me, but it's also the information and expertise that comes from either the RSPB or from other NGOs. I'm effectively the connect for that information to make its way to CEMEX.
Thanks, Jenny. That sounds really interesting. So talking about the work we do together in a bit more detail, what are the main goals of CEMEX's partnership with the RSPB?
The partnership brings benefits for both organisations, really. The RSPB brings best practice advice on wildlife management and restoration and input into habitat designs for planning, and more recently, adapting work on policy for the changes in new biodiversity and net gain particularly. All of this is sort of wrapped up in the changes in the Environment Bill. Many of you will have heard COP26 being sort of bandied around. There's a lot of focus going on at the moment in terms of the environment, climate change and biodiversity. In some cases, our approach brings CEMEX cost savings, but our main priority is to improve CEMEX's sites for wildlife. This means the wildlife benefits are based around improved habitat designs. These designs are more appropriate and tailored to key declining species, priority species and habitats. So whether that be heathland or species-rich grasslands with rare birds like willow tit and turtle dove, that's the kind of focus of our work. RSPB gets out of that in terms of the support for these rare and declining species, but CEMEX have also in the past gifted us new nature reserves. We help CEMEX as well build a reputation with the local authorities as a responsible operator, which in turn brings CEMEX benefits. CEMEX have someone who will give them the best advice, you know, be truthful. This kind of honest early input helps inform CEMEX's decisions and choices when it comes to new sites or planning issues. It's a bit like having a best friend who you won't always agree with, but will always give you the best advice and perhaps come up with some pragmatic approaches as to how you can overcome some of those biodiversity challenges and issues. CEMEX are a good operator and they strive to do the right thing within the constraints of the business operations, and together we help achieve that.
Wow, it sounds like we work really well together, Jenny. So looking forward, what are your main priorities for 2022?
The priorities really are to adapt to the recent changes in government policies. So this is based around biodiversity net gain. So briefly, net gain is where any development needs to end up with 10% improvement in terms of biodiversity than pre-development. So that's going to be quite a challenge for the business. Our work includes getting species and species-specific projects up and running. We've been doing quite a bit of work on willow tits, and hot off the press is a new pollinators project that's going to be rolled out for all sites. That's going to include ready mix and asphalt as well as quarry sites eventually. So that's going to be really interesting, and that's going to engage with all areas of the business. I'm really looking forward to that. We always feed into plans for extensions and developments of new sites. I mean, I mentioned that earlier. All of this really feeds into the larger aim of RSPB helping CEMEX being the best to deliver for nature at their sites. And, you know, what we're pitching for is the best in the industry.
That sounds brilliant, Jenny. It's great to hear that we're working together to be the best for wildlife. Thinking more about our employees themselves, what tips could you give to our employees to improve the biodiversity at their homes?
Well, there's absolutely loads. There's loads of information out there, and way more than I can possibly say here. But I think one of the key things is not to be so tidy. Keep areas of your garden the native plants and flowers. It's all right to keep a little bit of a messy corner that might be out of view if that's what's bothering you. But native plants and native wildlife, you know, they work in sync together. So that's what you need. You need a native corner of wildflowers, something that's a little bit untidy looking. And, you know, that will deliver really well and make a nice addition really to your garden. RSPB have got quite a lot on their website. If you look on the website and look for the Nature on Your Doorstep heading, you'll find lots of options there in how to improve your gardens for wildlife and things that you can do, engage with your kids and your family in that as well. The RSPB CEMEX blog, Earthly Matters, gives you loads of tips. And that also brings you a little bit more up to date on what's happening within the partnership CEMEX and RSPB doing together. So last year, I took part in No Mow May, and I found that really useful. I'd not done that before. And it's really interesting to have a look in your grassland and see what pops up, basically. So I mowed all the edges so that everybody knew that I wasn't just leaving my garden and grass in neglect. But it got absolutely stuffed full of flowers, red clovers, white clovers, hawkbits, self-heal, and all the neighbours, in spite of my initial apprehension, all the neighbours were saying how lovely it looked. So I was really, really pleased. And I think that's something that we can easily do. It's not doing a job, so it's giving us a little bit more time back, and yet we're rewarding wildlife and we're feeding back into nature by the absence of over-management of our gardens. One of the other things that we could change going forward, lots of people, they use composts. Just make sure your compost is peat-free. And really, we need to sort of avoid and move away from using sort of feed and weed type products at home. You know, they have a real negative impact on the wildlife and the environment, soak through the soils and change the balance that is there normally in nature. And it's a quite straightforward thing to stop doing. If you need to enhance and enrich your soils, you can make your own compost from food wastes. There's lots of information on how to do that out there. Or you might have someone locally who has ponies and you can perhaps use manure. All of those are more natural solutions to that. The other thing that we did at home this year was we put a little pond in, and we've ended up with a toad living in it, which is rather sweet. It's got a nice dry stone wall, and the pond is only really 2 foot by 1 foot, and we've got a little toad that's living in there. So it's amazing what you can bring into your garden, even in such a time and space. So there's loads of stuff. So I suggest you look on the RSPB website.
Thanks, Jenny. I can definitely promise there are some messy corners in my garden for wildlife. So just bringing this interview to a close, Jenny, before we finish, was there anything else you wanted to add or talk about or share with our listeners at all?
I think the only other thing I'd like to say is that we're here if anybody wants to contact us. If you've got any wildlife inquiries, whether that be something at home or whether it's something on site that you think would benefit from our advice, or you want to ask us a question, we really are just on tap. The partnership is there for you, so get in touch.
Brilliant. Thanks, Jenny. Well, it was fantastic to talk to you today, and hopefully you've inspired lots of us to take another look at our garden and see what else we can be doing.
You are most welcome. It's always a pleasure talking to you, Sarah.
Thank you. Bye.
See you later. Bye.
That's it for this month's In The Mix. We hope you've enjoyed this episode. As always, you can get in touch with us on inthemix@cemex.com or visit our usual communication channels, including UK News, Yammer, and now Spark too. Take care, and we'll speak to you soon.